ممكن نبتدي؟ أبي مايك ستار. ممكن حد يبتدينا نصلي نبتدي؟
So someone can please pray for us before we begin.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. We just give you thanks for being able to remember your Son, the Lord Jesus. We thank you for his word. We thank you for you sending him. We thank you for the work which he did upon the cross. We just ask now, Lord, that you would just help us to be able to think about your word, think about the instruction that you would have given us for this week. Help us, Lord, to be able to heed it and to apply it to our lives. We pray also, Lord, your servant, that you would bless him, just give him the words to speak freely, those words which are needful and those words which are given. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
مبسوط انه فشل اول تركيب النهارده. بعد فتره طويله نشكر الله ورب يجيبونا بسرعه. الحاجه الثانيه شايف مريم معانا خالص ان الرب يديها وقت سهل كده زي ما هي على الاخر خلاص كده.
We thank God that Mary Ann could be with us here today as well, and I understand that the time of her delivery is drawing very close, so we'll keep her in our prayers, the Lord gives them a safe delivery.
لكن الأحلى إن الواحد يديكم الأسئلة وأنتوا بعد كده تعملوها في مناقشات أو تدرسها بحيث إنك لما تقعدوا مع بعض بعد كده تقدروا كل واحد يكون عنده خلفية عن الأسئلة اللي دايما بنسألها.
So the subject that I'm going to discuss with you this morning, I am, rather than explain it to you, I'm going to instead pose you with different questions about this subject and explore various ideas. And then leave it with you to perhaps discuss it among yourselves and to think about it and discuss the topic among yourselves. The subject that we're going to speak about this morning is a subject that, in particular, young people often ask questions about. How can I know the will of God?
مشيئة الله يعني فيها كذا كلمة في الكتاب المقدس.
With regards to the will of God, there are a few particular passages in the scripture.
وأحيانا بنتكلم خصوصا يعني كمؤمنين وبنفهم في الكتاب. أحيانا كتير في كلام فاهمينه في العقل.
And many times as believers, there are many scriptures or truths that we understand with our minds, but we have difficulty living it out. How do I know these things? So I study the Bible and focus on particular topics. And then in my life, I encounter a particular problem. And then I come to find that the knowledge that I have is not able to give me a peace in my heart while I'm in the midst of my problem. So, for example, when we look at some of the simplest words in the Bible, the Bible says, fear not. The phrase, fear not, is repeated many times in the Bible. But how many times am I actually afraid?
كلمات في الكتاب احنا بنستخدمها.
So there are very often words in the scriptures which we use because of the fact that they're there in our minds. They're in our minds. I understand it from the Bible. And I understand what it means. But when I find myself in the trial, I just can't apply it. And so when it comes to the question of how can I know the will of God, there are certain things that we have to agree on first. The first question that we have to ask is, does God truly have a will for my life? So in other words, is there a plan that God has set in place for my life? Do I truly believe that God has arranged all of my affairs? Or is my life just left to be thrown about here and there? In the Bible there are a few verses that we'll just go past, just read them. So if someone can please look up Ephesians 2:10. And someone else, Colossians 1:9. And someone else can open to us Hebrews 10:36. So Ephesians 2:10. Colossians 1:10. 1:9 rather. And Hebrews 10:36. And someone else, Romans 12:2. So just from reading these verses, we're going to try and answer the question, does God have a good will for my life? So Ephesians 2:10 says, if someone can please read it for us.
We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in.
فإذا من العدد ده بنعرف إن الله إن رب خلقنا لعمل معين مخلوقين في المسيح يسوع لأعمال صالحة قد سبق الله فأعد لكي نسلك فيها.
So in this verse we understand that God has created us in Christ Jesus for a particular good work which God has before ordained that we should walk in them.
هل أنا مقتنع بالفكر ده؟ مقتنع بكلمة الله كده؟ ولا مش مقتنع بيها؟
So am I convinced by this from what God's word says?
العدد الثاني أو المكان الثاني في كولوسي 1:9.
The second scripture in Colossians 1:9. Someone can please read that out for us.
كل ما تقرا بسرعة هخلص بسرعة.
The faster you read, the sooner it finishes.
This reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will, for all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives.
So, العدد بيقول إيه؟ إنه الرب عايز من المؤمن أن يمتلئ من معرفة مشيئته.
See, this verse tells us that God desires that we might be filled with the knowledge of His will.
يعني ليه مشيئة الله في حياة كل واحد فينا؟ والرب عايزني أن أمتلئ من هذه المشيئة.
So God has a will for each of our lives, and God wants us to be filled with the knowledge of that will.
إبراهيم 10.
Hebrews 10.
36.
For you have need of endurance, so that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise.
So this verse tells us that after that you have done the will of God. So then from this verse there is a will that God has for me. And God wants me to fulfill that will. And the last of these verses from Romans 12:2.
transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
ولا تشاكلوا هذا الدهر بس تغيروا عن شكلكم لتهذيب أذهانكم وبعدين النتيجة لتختبروا ما هي إرادة الله الصالحة المرضية الكاملة.
So the scripture tells, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. For what purpose? It says that you may prove, or that you may actually fulfill or experience what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. As believers, when we study the word, if I come to realize that God has a will for my life, and that His will is good, that God has prepared a plan which is lovely and good for my life, then I should not be afraid or scared of any circumstances that come my way. Because all the things that will meet me in my life, they are all arranged according to God's plan for me. So the subject, the will of God, is like our main subject.
لكن مشيئة الله زي ما قرينا برضو دي ليها فرعين اثنين.
So in the will of God, as we read, it has two parts to it.
فيها قصد الله.
There are the purposes of God.
وفيها خطة الله.
And then there is the God's plan.
يعني الله لي مشيئة.
So God has a will.
المشيئة دي فيها جزء هو قصد الله.
And a part of this will is formed by God's purpose. So that the purpose of God from behind His will is one thing. And for God to fulfill this particular purpose, there is his detailed plan. So then in the will of God there is His purpose, and then there is His plan. The will is good, and God has His purpose and His plan are all in perfectly in line
100%.
And God will arrive at His will
بغض النظر عني وعني.
In spite of yourself and God.
لكن في حاجة أنا بدخل فيها.
But there is something where I play a part.
فمشيئة الله قلنا فيها جزئين، فيها قصد الله وفيها خطة الله.
So the will of God, you said, is made up of like two parts. There is God's purpose and then His detailed plan.
قصد الله أنا ملياش دخل فيه.
The purpose of God, I have nothing, no part to play in.
يعني قصد الله ده منذ الأزل مرتب لي شيء في حياتي.
So God's purpose is something that He has ordained from eternity past, and it will be fulfilled regardless of whatever happens. But then the plan of God, the plan which He has assigned for me, in order to arrive at His purpose, this part, you and I have a part to play in. I'll give you an example to clarify what
I mean.
Take for instance Jacob. In the book of Genesis, God has a particular purpose with regards to Jacob, that Jacob will be the one who receives the birthright.
وده فعلا الله وصل دي ليعقوب مع انه مش هو البيت لكن اخذ البكورين.
And this is truly what happened with regards to Jacob, even though he was not the firstborn, yet he received the birthright.
لكن خطة الله كانت بتعتمد على يعقوب.
But God's plan, the details of it, Jacob had a part to play in.
فخطة الله بشيء إن يعقوب يكذب علشان ياخذ البكورية.
It's never God's plan that Jacob should lie in order to receive the birthright.
لكن لأنه يعقوب حب إنه ياخذ البكورية بطريق أو بالخطة بتاعته هو مش خطة الله أخذ.
But because Jacob sought to receive the birthright of the blessing in his own way, by lying and by deceit, he received it, but he also suffered the consequences of his own action. Like, for example, Jonah. It was in the purpose of God that Nineveh should be saved. Through Jonah. That Jonah needs to go and speak to the
people.
But it was not in God's plan for Jonah that he should go take a boat and go up to Tarshish and then get in a storm and jump off the boat and be swallowed by a big fish and so on. That was not God's plan for Jonah. So I can, in this sense, fulfill the will of God in my life. If I obey God's word. So God's purpose, his final, so God's final purpose will be fulfilled regardless.
But
there needs to be in my life an obedience to God's word. So in God's plan and in God's purpose, it would be that Moses would lead God's
people.
But it wasn't in God's plan for Moses to leave Pharaoh's palace and to go and kill the Egyptians. But it was Moses' thought that it truly is in God's will for me to lead God, to lead God's people out of Egypt, so he went down to try and deliver them himself. So I can live my life with me committing my affairs into the hands of God. And I truly believe from my heart that God's will for me is good, that His plan for me is perfect, regardless of what circumstances I pass through. But if I try and intervene and try and solve my problems in my own personal way, I will bring trouble on myself, even as Jacob did to himself and Jonah did to himself.
مش مجرد ان انا افهمها في كلمة الله اؤمن هل الله لي مشيئة صالحة في حياتي.
So the question is not do I simply know it in my mind, but do I truly believe it in my heart that God has a plan for me and that his plan for me is good.
هل خطة الله لي انا واثق ان هي حلوة كلها.
God's plan for me, am I completely convinced that it is all good? If you get to this stage, then you will live a peaceful life. And sometimes, as I mentioned, this happens with us. Take, for example, Moses. Moses was convinced that God was going to use him. But Moses wants God to use him in the particular way that he has in his own mind. He was taught in Pharaoh's palace. He has many resources. He can truly help his people in a good way. So if he were to stay in the palace, he could truly help his own people more than if he were to leave. But God's plan was not like that. God's plan was that Moses had to leave Pharaoh's palace. That's why Moses did things that he could never have done was were he in Pharaoh's palace.
قرأت قصة خيالية.
I read a fictional story.
يعني مجرد بس إن إحنا نفهم إنه ساعات أفكر في أموري وأحط طريقة حتى في الخدمة بتاعتي إن الطريقة دي هي أحسن طريقة.
Now that many times I think about my own things and plan out the way in detail, thinking that it's the best way. The story goes like this. There were three trees talking with each other. One tree said, I wish that the wood from myself would be used to form a really nice box and you'd store precious stones in it. So this tree was more than content with being used in this particular way. Another tree said, no, I want my wood to be used to make one of these lovely big ships. When people see me, they boast in
me.
And the third tree said, no, I want to be the tallest tree of all the
forest.
And then the story goes that the people cut the tree, and the first tree that got cut, the cup was
full.
And the second tree, a carpenter were also took. And the third tree, another carpenter took as well. Now the first carpenter never made a treasure box out of the first tree. But he made out of it a manger. And the second carpenter never made a big ship. But he made it a little boat. And the third person took the third tree and he hung off this wood. Now the meaning behind the story wants me to take my thoughts to something further. So I tend to think, look, I want God to make it me this. But this tree that wants it to be made into a treasure box, instead God used it to be made into a manger where the Lord of glory would be laid. And this second tree which wanted to be a great big ship, instead it was made into a little boat, and in that boat the Lord Jesus
was.
And the third tree which wanted to be the tallest of all the trees was made into a cross in which our Lord was. And in the three trees, thank God that they were not formed. But rather the Lord used them into something
So
don't use your own minds and try and turn out your own way and arrive at what you want to be at, even if it were in things spiritual. Because they may not be in God's plan for you. But rather commit your ways into the Lord's hands and He will use you in a way greater than you think. The third thing is that God's will has a particular timing to it. So oftentimes, you know, I think about something and I wait, and it's as though the Lord's not
listening.
But the Lord has a particular timing. And His timing is not the same way, is not the timing that I think
in.
But His time is always right.
يعني لما نشوف يوسف لما كان
So when we think of Joseph, for example, when he was taken and thrown into prison, and when he was in the prison and then the butler came, and he talked to Joseph his dream, and so Joseph asked of him something. What was Joseph's request? He said to him, remember me when you go back up to Pharaoh.
يوسف نفسه إنه يطلع.
Joseph wants to leave prison.
وكان سنه في الوقت ده ساعة ما طلع الصادق كان سنه 28 سنة.
And Joseph's age at that time was 28.
لكن الصادق لما طلع نسي يوسف.
But when the butler was restored to his place, the Bible says that he forgot Joseph.
لأن ما كانش توقيت الله إن يوسف يطلع.
Because it wasn't God's timing yet for Joseph to be released from the prison house.
لكن بعد سنتين.
But after 2 years.
لما فرعون حلم الحلم.
When Pharaoh had his dream.
بعد الصادق افتكر يوسف.
And then the butler remembered Joseph.
وراح كلم فرعون على يوسف.
And then he mentioned Joseph to Pharaoh.
الكتاب يقول لنا كلمة حلوة جدا.
The Bible says to us something lovely words. The Bible says in immediately they brought up Joseph. Why? Because it was now God's time. The Bible teaches us to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be patient for
him.
Because God's timing is perfect. In the solution of your problem or mine. In your being joined to a man or a woman. God's timing is not according to my thoughts. When we look, for example, in the story of Esther, chapter
6,
all of the problems that accumulated in the book of Esther, and Mordecai is about to be hanged. But in that particular night, in God's timing, the Bible tells us that the king sleep, the king couldn't sleep that particular night. So as to say, God's timing, you have
not.
But let the Lord do his work in my life. Without you getting into a panic and you want things to be done quickly. Regardless of what circumstances and how difficult they may be, if you are convinced and assured that God has a good will for your life, you will commit your affairs into the hands of God and you will wait for him until the appointed time.
المشيئة دي لازم يكون عندي عشان أعرف مشيئة الله وأفهم مشيئة الله وأمتلئ من مشيئة الله. في ثلاث أمور لازم كمؤمن أنا عايشها.
So that I can know and that I can be filled with the knowledge of His will, there are three things that I, as a believer, need to live.
لازم أعتمد عليه.
That I need to rely on.
أول حاجة الكتاب المقدس.
The first thing is the Bible.
ما ينفعش الكتاب المقدس ما يكونش هو الأساس بتاعي أو الغذاء بتاعي اليومي اللي باستمرار أنا ما بكسبوش من إيدي.
The Holy Bible, God's Word, has to be my daily food.
يعني باستمرار كلمة الله أنا عمال ألهج فيها.
So God's Word I'm meditating in, I'm reading.
بفهم كلمة الله.
You understand the Bible.
لما أفهم كلمة الله يعني كلمة الله هي الله.
The word of God is God. And so as you come to understand God's word, you understand God. You understand whether God says, when God says this is right and this is wrong. And through it, you can understand the will of God. But the second thing you depend upon is the Holy Spirit who dwells within you.
دائماً الروح القدس جوايا في لما أعمل حاجة غلط أبص ألاقي في يأنبني.
The Holy Spirit inside of me, whenever I do something that is not right, the Holy Spirit will prick my conscience.
لازم أكون حساس للروح القدس اللي ساكن فيني.
I need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit who dwells in me.
والحاجة الثالثة لازم أخلي بالي من الظروف اللي حواليا.
And the third instance, look to the circumstances.
من عناية الله لي.
Of God's providence.
بالثلاث أمور دي.
Through these three things.
أقدر أفهم مشيئة الله في حياتي.
you can understand God's will for your life through God's word. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. And God's providence through the circumstances that you're in. I will also pose you with another question and I'll leave you to think about it. Can a believer put particular conditions or signs in order that they might know the will of God? Like for example in the Old Testament there were people with particular signs for God. And God would answer them through these signs.
في العهد الجديد أو لينا كمؤمنين دلوقتي نحط علامات للرب علشان أعرف الطريق ده صح أو غلط.
So the question is New Testament believers, can I also put signs for God now so that I can know whether this particular way is right or not?
فكر فيه.
Have a think about it.
لكن هقول لك حاجة تانية.
But I'll mention to you something.
العهد القديم ما كانش الروح القدس ساكن فيهم.
In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit never indwelt a single person.
ما كانش عندهم 66 سفر.
They never had 66 books.
لكن أنت دلوقتي في العهد الجديد.
But you now as a New Testament believer.
أنت الروح القدس ساكن جواك.
The Holy Spirit dwells within you. Lives in you.
الله يسكن فيك.
God lives inside of you.
لكن عندك كلمة الله.
And then the second thing you have God's word.
هل تحتاج أن تحط علامات لله؟
Do you now therefore need to still put signs for God?
برضو يعني فكر فيه.
It's a question that you should have a think about.
حاجة تانية برضه سؤال حلو جدا. هل الصلاة ممكن انها تغير مشيئة الله؟
Another question that I'll pose to you. Can prayer change God's will?
ممكن لما أصلي تكون مشيئة الله تتغير؟
So when I pray, can it be that God's will change?
يعني مثلا هل الله مشيئته تغيرت لما أهل نينوى صلوا وتابوا فرجع الرب عن ان هو يهلك نينوى وبقت وشال عنها الديونه.
So I'll give you an example. When he came to Nineveh, after they repented of their sin, and the Bible says that God repented of and changed his mind with regards to judging the people of Nineveh, did God's will change? Hezekiah.
قالوا ان انت هتموت.
He received news that he would die. And God said to him, put your house in order. But what did Hezekiah do? Hezekiah prayed.
And
the prophet came back to Hezekiah and said to him, okay, because God has heard your prayer and you live another 15 years. Does that mean that prayer changed God's mind? I'll leave that question with you, but I'll also give you something else to think about.
Allah لا يغير قصده ولا فكره طول ما الإنسان المؤمن واثق إن ده الخير.
God does not change His purpose or His mind so long as that you as an individual, as a believer, understand that His will is for your good.
لأنه قصد الله لي خير.
Because God's purpose for you is good. For example, we read the verses which say that God does not will that any should perish. It is God's will that no one perishes. But it is God's will or desire that people would return to Him. So when it comes to something which demands God's judgment, yes, God is willing to change His mind. But He will never change His mind while it is for your good. So so long as the thing that is coming to you as a believer is good, He will not change His mind. But if it is something that has danger for you, God will change it.
لكن أنا مش هقول بقى يعني كلمة تغير رأيه هي دي اللي أنا عايز نوصل لها ككلام عادي بتقول.
But I don't want us to think about God changing His mind as something.
كلام اللي بنقوله.
You know, in this, changing His mind in the way that we change our mind.
لكن فكر الله ما بيتغيرش أبدا.
But God's thoughts never change.
يعني مشيئة الله ما بتتغيرش.
His will doesn't change.
لكن هو معاملات الله مع الإنسان هي اللي بتتغير.
But the way that he deals with us is people changing.
يعني في الآن هنا الله أمر إن هم هيبان.
So when it came to the people of Nineveh, God will be destroyed after 40 days.
طب وليه يا رب لما انت حطيت خلاص قدرتك او مشيئتك ان دول هيهلك بعتني يونان ليه؟
Well, why is it God that after you have already said that in 40 days these people will be destroyed, why send Jonah?
لكن الرب عايز يعمل كده علشان يوريهم لو ما تبتوش هتهلكوا.
But God is doing this because he wants to show to them that should you not repent, you will be destroyed.
لكن اول ما تابوا الرب رفع ايده.
But should you repent, then God will lift his hand. Same thing with regards to Hezekiah. Hezekiah, you're going to die.
But the question of God was through the test of faith. He wants to test Hezekiah.
God wants to try his faith. Because the person who studies the Bible will know
that Hezekiah, after 15 years, after God gave him 15 years, he had a child.
After God had given to Hezekiah these 15 years, so Hezekiah was born a son. And from this son came the light of Christ. So there was no way that Hezekiah could die. But rather it was a testing to Hezekiah's faith. He wants to increase his faith. So we ask the question, when we pray, do we cause God to change his mind? God doesn't change his mind. But he will change my mind so that it can come in line with his will. So me as a sinner who's far from God, there is the judgment of death upon me. God will change that for me. Should I come to him in repentance, he gives to me eternal life. So God wants people to be saved. He doesn't want people to perish.
في بقى أنا خلاص في سؤال برضو ممكن أقول هل ممكن المؤمن يسقط خطة الله في حياته؟
Can a believer lose God's plan for their life؟
خلي بالك أنا بقول يسقط خطة الله مش يسقط قصد الله أو مشيئة الله.
Remember, I'm not saying can a believer lose God's purpose for their life, can a believer lose God's will for their life, but I'm asking can a believer lose God's plan for their life.
المثل بتاعنا شوف شمشون.
We'll take as an example Samson.
شمشون قصد الله وقصة الله شمشون إنه يعمل إيه؟
God's purpose for Samson and God's will for Samson is that he might be what? That he might be a judge over the people of Israel. And God used him in that way. But God had a particular detailed plan for Samson. Samson left that plan that God had placed for him. Because he ran after his flesh. And with you and I, God's detailed plan for our lives, we can leave that. If I walk after my own sight. But we thank God that His will, His purpose for my life can never be changed. I was going to have a speak to you perhaps at another time about David. Well, to learn from David's life how it was that he always prospered in his life. Because he always inquired of the Lord. And we will see in David's life how that 7 times that he went and inquired of the Lord. And when he inquired of the Lord answered. And this should encourage you and I that if you have a question, go to God and ask Him. God will answer your question.
كل مع ان امور بسيطه لكن داود يروح ويسال الرب.
We look at David's life seven times, even in things simple, he would go and inquire of the Lord. Three times in his life, he did not inquire of the Lord. And every time he did not inquire of the Lord, he always ran into trouble. One time he went after his own thoughts. And one other time he followed his generals. And the third time he walked after the prophet. But he was no good to himself. Nor the people that were with him. Not even the prophet was in his
name.
But the three gave him wrong advice. And these, when we look at them another time, we can see them. Thank you.